And we welcome aboard Jake Reed, the manager of the Elite Sportsbook, located inside the Riverside Casino and Golf Resort in Riverside, Iowa. And Jake, I imagine this is a pretty busy time of year right now, the 2 weeks leading up to the Super Bowl. I imagine you guys are starting to already get some big action on the game.
Yeah, when the line opened up, we got a few big bets right off the bat, but it's not as busy as I expected it to be. A lot of online wagering. The book's been slightly quiet. I think a lot of people are waiting until closer to the game. We just started releasing prop bets. I'm told that we're going to have about 17 print-off sheets of prop bets for the Super Bowl when it gets closer. We have quite a bit released already. But the foot traffic has been coming in and out still, and got a lot of anticipation for that Super Bowl game.
Yeah, so just about a week and a half out. Tell us what you guys have going on at the Elite Sportsbook for the Super Bowl. What can folks get into, and what can folks expect?
Well, going along with those prop bets, we have a prop party, which is basically just going to be a sit-down get-together where I go over the prop sheets and explain what they are and how to bet them and the amount of fun you can have with those bets, because they are a lot of fun while watching the game, if you're going to be watching it anyway. And then we're going to be giving away prizes that day. Also, just three cooler packages filled with some gear from the Elite Sportsbook. And then we also have the promotion going on for the Super Bowl. Every ticket you come in, make a ticket of $25 or more, you get an entry. You bring it back on Super Bowl day, you put it in a barrel, and we'll have cash giveaways and signed NFL gear given out after the game's over.
When is that prop party? What day and what time?
Thursday the 30th, starting at 7 to 8, and then at 8:30 we have the drawing.
All right, 17 pages of prop bets on the way for the Super Bowl. The line right now at the Elite Sportsbook, Kansas City favored by 1.5, and the total at 54.
Yeah, I can't wait to get into that game. But before we get into some other stuff, Jake, how did the UFC fight go? Donald Cerrone and Conor McGregor coming out and winning in the first 40 seconds. I know you had folks there that had requested bays, rented out bays. How did the event go?
It was a great turnout, actually. The best UFC fight we've had so far. We still have a lot of people that don't know that we still have been filling the fights. Going forward, we hope to continue to have them, but this is the best turnout by far. The room was full. You couldn't walk through it. Everybody's watching that fight. Slight disappointment that it was so fast, but they were all still excited about the fight all together.
Now, Alex has mentioned renting out the bays. Is that something that you guys do just for big events, or is that something anybody can look into anytime?
You can do it anytime. So they're Top Golf bays, so you can use them for golf and some other games on it. And then we also offer them for viewing parties. So you come in, spend $50 an hour, and have the bay to yourself and watch whatever you want on the projector, sports-related.
Well, Jake, Rutgers and Iowa tonight, before we let you go, the Hawkeyes a 5.5-point favorite. The total on that game is 139 points, and I imagine you guys have been getting a lot of interest in the Hawkeyes, especially at home this year. They've played quite well at Carver Hawkeye Arena.
Yeah, they've been playing good, and in this area especially, like you said, it's a lot of support. Showing about 76% on the spread there, and about just slightly over, like 54% for the total on the over.
It's hard to believe, but before you know it, we're going to be talking about March Madness, and I know you guys are already looking ahead to the NCAA tournament. Riverside Ruckus, what's the deal with that?
So at the Riverside Ruckus, we're going to be having the event center opened up, and for a 21 or older party, you come in, you can watch the games. There's a VIP package offered at the gift shop. It's $64 per day. You get three free drink tickets to go with it, and you get free food throughout the day, and you get to watch the games and relax and enjoy it with your friends. We will have a betting station in the event center also.
Jake, before we let you go, we go over this every week, but for folks who have not visited the Elite Sportsbook yet or are interested in setting up an account so that they don't have to make the trip to Riverside anytime they want to make a bet, how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, you just got to come down to the casino one time. You can go to their front desk, Resort Club, and sign up for a Resort Club card. It's free. Just give them your ID, fill out all your information, and then you just go on to elitesportsbook.com and start the registration process. Once that's done, you verify your location, put money in it, and start betting.
All right, Jake Reed, the manager of the Elite Sportsbook. Next week, we'll get into some of those prop bets with you. How about that?
Sounds good.
All right, thanks for the time. And you can visit Jake in Riverside, located right next to the Draft Day Lounge inside Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. It's the Elite Sportsbook, and some early action on the Kansas City Chiefs as a 1.5-point favorite there. I imagine the money will go back and forth over the next week and a half. The total on the game seems very low to me at 54 points, but San Francisco has a fairly stout defense, and this is going to be a game that is basically, I don't want to oversimplify it, but Kansas City's offense against San Francisco's defense. That's what it's going to boil down to.
Can San Francisco slow them down? I'm not sure that they can. I know that they've been good defensively. I just look at the Chiefs right now, and I think both of these teams have been playing very good on the defensive side of the football. Kansas City sort of neutralized Derrick Henry. Can they do that again against another really potent running attack in San Francisco? But like you said, this one has been kind of seesawing back and forth as far as the line, and I expect more of that because it is truly one of those games where, depending on the day, you feel like you can have a read on it, and you're going to go back and forth in trying to decide who's going to win this game.
There's some very good college basketball across the Midwest tonight. We mentioned Iowa at home, Carver Hawkeye Arena, an 8 o'clock tip-off. They host Rutgers, a top 25 showdown. The Hawkeyes, a 5.5-point favorite there. I kind of would lean toward taking Rutgers and the points. They have had Iowa's number in recent years. I think the Hawkeyes can win that game. But, Alex, I would not be surprised if this is a 3-4-point game tonight.
Rutgers came into Carver Hawkeye Arena a year ago and beat Iowa handily on senior day. In fact, this Rutgers team is no joke, and they play really good defense. My question is, how are they going to even try to limit Luka Garza? They're a physical team, and I think that they have the best chance of anybody of maybe slowing him down a little bit, but they don't have anybody that can match up with him one-on-one. So that's the question every night when Iowa's playing anybody but Rutgers. This is a good Rutgers team, and I think they keep this close.
The other Big Ten game tonight, Michigan favored by 5 points at Chrysler Arena in Ann Arbor over the Penn State Nittany Lions. The total in that game, 147.5. If you've been listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, you know at 4:30 tonight we discussed UNI's game against Southern Illinois. UNI, a 5.5-point road favorite in that game. The total set at 127.5 points. And you mentioned you think UNI could maybe have some issues tonight, at least for a little while, against Southern Illinois if they catch themselves looking ahead to Sunday's game against Loyola.
Catch themselves looking ahead on the road, that's a recipe for danger. And UNI, they knew they were going to have to show up against Bradley. Not sure they feel that way against SIU, but as we've discussed, this is a motivated team right now. They know what they have to do and how small their margin of error is going to be if they want to even think about getting that at-large bid into the NCAA tournament. They have 5 true road game wins already, which gives me a little bit more confidence in them, but this is one of those sleepy games that can catch up to you.
Drake also in action tonight, and a storyline that we've touched on here on the program, the return of Todd Licklider to a Division I bench on a full-time basis, taking over for Walter McCarty in Evansville. That game is in Evansville tonight. The Purple Aces, a 6-point underdog to the Drake Bulldogs. The total in that contest, 132 points. Other games across the valley tonight, Bradley, a 9.5-point favorite at home against Illinois State. The total there established at 136.5 points. And Loyola, they come to UNI on Sunday. They've got to take care of business against Indiana State tonight in Chicago. The Ramblers, a 7.5-point favorite. The total in that game, 133. One game of note in the NHL tonight, Minnesota Wild, a $2.60 favorite on the money line at home against the Detroit Red Wings. WagerWise, a paid presentation of the Elite Sportsbook in Riverside Casino and Golf Resort, comes your way every Wednesday here on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Next week, tune in because it's going to be our own personal prop party as we gear up for Kansas City and San Francisco in the Super Bowl. Jake Reed will share some of those prop wagers, some of those prop